Chapter 8. I couldn't contain my excitement as I thundered down the stairs of Chort's cabin into the basement. The second my feet left the final step, I began to hurriedly pull off my armor as I walked. The breastplate was the easiest to remove, which was ironic, because it was always the hardest to put on. Next came my gauntlets, then my boots, and then my greaves and gorget. By the time I got to the doorway of the guest bedroom, I was in nothing but a plain white t-shirt and a pair of tight gray sweatpants. When I finally entered through the threshold of the bedroom, my heart skipped a beat. Jane and Eclipse were both already in there waiting for me.
Took you long enough?
Jane smirked.
I was worried we were going to have to get started without you.
Well, I wouldn't have minded. I winked, stepped into the room, and closed the door behind me. I would have just joined in when you found a stopping point.
You know me, Jacob. I have no stopping point. And I hope for our sakes you don't either.
Eclipse's nipples were rock hard as they poked through her tight white shirt, ready to be fondled and sucked and whatever other fucking dirty things I wanted to do to them. Then the tattooed beauty reached down, grabbed the bottom of her wife beater, and pulled it over her head in one motion. As she tossed her shirt to the side, she revealed her massive breasts with their pert, thick nipples. My cock throbbed in my pants at the sight of the topless, tattooed goddess.
Oh, wow, I think those may be bigger than mine.
I don't believe you.
Eclipse purred.
Superbia has told me what you're hiding under there, and it sounds anything but small. I never said small.
Jane winked as she reached down for the belt on her robe.
I just said smaller than yours.
Jane unbuckled the belt, tossed it to the side, and then removed her navy blue robe. Her pristine, beautiful body popped out from beneath the garment with her giant, curvaceous breasts and tender slit that was covered with just a tasteful amount of chocolate-colored hair. As her robe fell away, Eclipse let out a gasp.
I don't know,
she admitted with a shrug.
I think you might have me beat. Let's find out.
Jane cooed as she strutted over to the topless woman, pulled her in close, and made sure to press their breasts against each other. Jane inspected both pairs of breasts thoughtfully. She ran her hand along the sides, cupped them tenderly, and even gave them a good squeeze a few times. Finally, she turned back to me and shrugged.
I can't tell. Jacob, you get to be the judge.
My cock shot to attention, and I worried I was going to tear a hole straight through the front of my pants. I walked over to where the two women were standing, placed one hand on Eclipse's waist and the other on Jane's breast, and began to rub gently. Then I moved my fingers across Jane's nipples, and I stopped to tweak them gently between my thumb and index finger. The brunette cultist let out a moan of satisfaction as her bright blue eyes nearly glowed in the light. Suddenly, she threw her hand around the back of my head and pulled me in for a kiss. I hadn't made love to Jane in months, but her kiss tasted just as sweet as the first and last times we'd been together. As our tongues explored each other's mouths, I felt Eclipse's hand wander down below my belt and into my pants. The tattooed succubus grasped my erection firmly and then began to tug in short, small bursts like she was trying to start a lawnmower. I groaned to let her know I liked her gusto, and then I felt Jane enter the fray as well. Jane and Eclipse's hands met on my erection, and both the girls let out a gasp.
Great minds must think alike.
Jane smirked as she pulled away.
Then you already know what I'm thinking next, don't you?
Eclipse teased. I didn't know what either of them were thinking, but I was looking forward to it. My cock was now harder than a sledgehammer left out in the cold, and it was anticipating whatever these two were about to throw at it. Eclipse moved away from us and then slowly began to pull down her panties. She had a beautiful Celtic-style flower tattoo just above her pussy, and I couldn't help but stare at the intricate artwork. Is that new? I asked excitedly.
It is. I thought you'd like it. It also doubles as a sign telling you where to go.
Oh, I already know where to go. I grinned as I pulled away from Jane. I walked over to Eclipse with haste, wrapped my arms under her curvy ass, and picked her up into the air. She giggled with excitement as I carried her over to the bed, tossed her down gently, and then fumbled with my belt. Within seconds, my pants were off, and my rock-hard dick was staring down at her pussy. Eclipse bit her lip as she watched my cock slowly move toward her tender slit, but I didn't go in right away. Instead, I rubbed the length of my manhood straight across her clitoris.
Oh, shit!
She moaned and gripped into the bed. The tattooed woman's body quivered beneath me, almost as if she were silently begging me to stop the teasing and just fuck her already. Well, thankfully, Jane was quick to oblige. The cultist's large breasts pressed firmly up against my back as she reached down and took my dick in her hands. Then she guided it to the opening between Eclipse's legs, wiggled it into place, and slid me into the succubus. Eclipse and I both groaned excitedly as our bodies became one.
There.
Jane whispered into my ear.
Now we're getting this party started.
I thrusted in and out of Eclipse slowly at first, and I only increased my speed when she tensed up. Then the succubus reached up, wrapped both her legs around my waist, and pulled me into her as deep as I could go. I nearly exploded when I felt myself bottom out against her cervix, but I was able to keep it together. I wasn't done yet, not by a long shot. Jane crawled over to Eclipse, laid down beside her in the bed, and then stimulated her clitoris. The succubus arched her back and moaned deeply, but her sounds were quickly cut off by Jane's lips pressing against her own. Then the two beautiful women made out intensely as I continued to pound into the tattooed woman and hold back my ever-increasing desire to orgasm. The next thing I knew, Jane threw her right leg up over Eclipse's body and pulled herself on top of the succubus. Jane's curvy, thick ass was now just above Eclipse's waist, and it jiggled like a water balloon with each thrust I made. Meanwhile, Eclipse's tight tunnel was gripping my cock like a vice, and I could tell she was also growing closer to the edge. Well, maybe it was time for a break. I pulled my dick out of Eclipse, grabbed Jane around the waist, and then pulled her back onto me. The cultist gasped with surprise as I entered her, but then she arched her back and fell down into Eclipse's chest. Eclipse rubbed Jane's chocolate locks as the cultist sucked on the tattooed woman's nipples tenderly, but little moans of pleasure slipped out every now and again. Soon Jane began to match my motions with her hips, and her curvy ass jiggled as it slammed against my pelvis intensely. The warm, tight coil was beginning to form in my abdomen, and I knew I was going to burst in no time. The only question was, who was going to get my orgasm first?
Oh, fucking hell!
Jane moaned as she grabbed a handful of the sheets on the bed. Suddenly, I felt Eclipse's hand reach up and fondle my balls. They tightened in response, and I felt myself come to the edge of the mountain. Then, without warning, Jane pulled herself off me. The cultist turned around, positioned herself over Eclipse's face, and then sat down on top of it.
Finish her first,
Jane commanded.
I already know what I want to do to you.
Eclipse reached up and ran her hands along the inside of Jane's thighs as she ate her out, and the cultist responded with a powerful, guttural groan. Jane threw her head back as her womanhood was licked by the succubus, and she bit her lip as she tried to hold back her own orgasm. Meanwhile, I got back to work on Eclipse. I grabbed her ankles, pulled them up to my shoulders, and rested them there as I re-entered the tattooed beauty. At this angle, I was coming dangerously close to pushing through the back wall of Eclipse's pussy, but she didn't seem to mind. In fact, she was reveling in it.
Oh, my God.
She gasped from beneath Jane.
I can feel all of you. Let's see if he can go any deeper.
Jane panted, and then she leaned forward and took Eclipse's ankles in her hand. Jane pulled the succubus's legs back toward her, and I felt myself push even deeper into Eclipse's tunnel. Now the entire shaft of my cock was inside of her, and my balls were pressed up against her nether regions as far as they could go. Then I pulled out slowly, positioned the head of my penis against her warm, wet pussy, and returned to its depths. Eclipse's body tensed as I pushed into her. Her hands were now so tight around Jane's legs that I feared she would cut off the circulation, and her moans were coming out in short, hurried gasps. I repeated the action two more times, and that was when she came. Eclipse let out an earth-shattering groan as I entered her the third time as her pussy tightened around me. She kept moaning for nearly a minute straight, until I finally felt myself lose control. I shoved myself deep into Eclipse and tensed up as I unloaded my seed inside of her. When I was finally done, I pulled out and then rolled over on the bed, exhausted.
Holy shit!
Jane bit her lip.
I want in on that.
The brunette cultist let go of Eclipse's legs, bent over, stuck out her tongue, and began to lick Eclipse clean. Even though she'd just orgasmed with the intensity of a freight train, the tattooed beauty let out a whimper as Jane ate her out. Finally, Jane pulled herself up and rolled off the succubus.
Oh my God. Oh, that was incredible.
Oh, there's more where that came from. I reassured the two girls. But I might need a little help if you get my drift. Jane didn't need any more prompting. She knew exactly what she had to do. The brunette cultist turned her body around so she was parallel with mine, and she slowly moved down to my abs. Jane kissed my six-pack and then slowly started to peck her way up my body as she removed my shirt.
We can't have this getting dirty.
She winked as she pulled it over my head.
We didn't bring any spare clothes.
Jane tossed the garment off to the side before she slowly crawled down to my waist. Her massive breasts hung down as she moved, and her hard nipples brushed against my body teasingly. They brushed down against my cock, and I instantly grew back to full mast. The cultist's bright blue eyes stared up at me with excitement as she took my erection in her hand. Then her tongue flopped out of her mouth, and she began to lick up and down my cock as she cleaned me off with every rapid motion of her tongue. I let out a moan of excitement as I felt myself return to full strength. The next thing I knew, I saw Eclipse's deep purple eyes over my head. She smiled at me devilishly as she reached down, grabbed the back of Jane's head, and forced it down onto my cock.
Now it's my turn to take control.
She purred. Jane didn't break eye contact with me as her lips bounced up and down on my cock, and she only stopped every once in a while to catch her breath. Her delicate hand cupped my balls as she pleasured me, but they were already so tight I wouldn't be surprised if she was just grasping air. Eclipse's lips pressed down against mine, and we found ourselves lost in each other. I squeezed the tattooed woman's breasts as her partner gobbled my cock, and we continued to explore each other's mouths. We went on like this for nearly 5 minutes, until Jane decided it was time to flip the script. The cultist pulled off my cock, gave it a playful kiss on the head, and then stood up.
"We're going to do the daisy chain,"
she commanded.
"Oh, I haven't done that one."
What's that?" I asked with a twinge of confusion. Is that like linking up to each other?
Or just follow my lead.
The brunette smirked. Eclipse must have known what she was talking about, because she quickly pulled herself off me, laid down on the bed, and opened her legs excitedly. What do I...
It requires some arm strength, but I trust you not to drop me. Now, if you'll get on your knees...
I stood to my knees, and then Jane directed me to go above Eclipse's mouth. Before I could make another move, the tattooed succubus grabbed my cock, slid it into her mouth, and pulled it all the way into her throat. My eyes rolled into the back of my head as I entered her, and my legs began to quiver. Then came the best part. Jane's legs came up over my head and then pulled me onto her womanhood, At the same time, the brunette went down on eclipse. We were now all pleasuring each other at the same time. I guess it was like a fucking chain. Jane's pussy tasted sweet against my tongue, and the sensations that shot through my body, thanks to eclipse, were mind-blowing. We pleasured each other this way for a long time, and our mouths worked overtime as our bodies quivered, tensed, and prepared to orgasm. Finally, Jane pulled her legs from around my head, came down beside Eclipse, and rolled over. Then she patted the spot beside her, and I quickly lay on my back. Jane bit her lip and let out a deep sigh as she got up, moved herself over me in a reverse cowgirl position, and then lowered herself onto my erection. She went down slowly, and I could hear the whimpers escaping from her mouth as her curvy ass came down against my pelvis. Before I knew it, Jane was riding me like a madwoman, and I was loving every second of it. Her long brown ponytail dangled above my head, and I playfully reached up and gave it a tug. Oh, she must have loved that, because she suddenly stopped, let out a deep moan, and then glanced back at me over her shoulder. Eclipse wasn't done yet either. The tattooed woman got down by the action, and the next thing I knew, her tongue was running rapidly along the edge of my balls. Eclipse must have been switching back and forth between Jane and me, because she would periodically stop what she was doing, and then Jane would tense up and groan. Oh, this was too fucking much. I had fucked these two women just about every which way possible, and now it was time for me to finish the job. Jane's arms became wobbly as she tensed her body up and continued to ride me raw. Finally, I felt her pussy squeeze against my erection, and I knew I'd reached the promised land.
Holy shit!
She moaned as she came on top of me. The sound of the cultist's orgasm, mixed with the sensation of both women pleasuring me at once, sent me over the edge. I pushed Jane's curvy ass down against my cock, tensed up, and filled her with a gallon of my love juice. The three of us remained in that position for a moment, frozen in time by our bodily pleasure. Then Jane pulled herself off me, laid down, and turned to jelly in my arms. Eclipse was right behind her, and I pulled the tattooed woman against my chest.
Whew, that was amazing. Where'd you learn all that stuff, Jane?
I was in a cult that had orgies all the fucking time. They were never my style, but I always got to watch and learn new ideas. What you just saw there wasn't even the craziest thing I've ever seen at one of those.
Oh, maybe you can save that for the next time. I winked and kissed the brunette on the head.
Hopefully the next time won't be months from now.
She shot back, jokingly. Well, if it's gonna involve stuff like that, I can promise you it won't be.
Just as long as I can be involved, too. I think you fuck better than a succubus, Jane. Jacob's given me lots of practice. But I'm always open for one more. Or two. Or three. When Jacob turned us into demon lords, he fucked four of us at a time.
Eclipse bragged. And when I turned the first batch, it was seven at a time.
Oh, seven at a time.
Jane mused longingly.
That's something I'd like to experience someday.
Stick around long enough, and you might.
Stick around? I'm not going anywhere anytime soon. Especially if we're all going to Florida together.
Oh, I could hardly wait. I mumbled through a yawn. Oh, not because I don't want to spend time with you, but it's just, ugh. Florida, it's like Arizona, but 10 times more humid and with a million more things that can kill you.
It won't be that bad. Besides, it's just going to be for a day or two. We'll go there, talk to Zeitman, and then you can be back in your kingdom in no time flat. Apocalypse averted.
Yeah, you know how our adventures go. We both know it won't be so easy.
Jacob?
Eclipse asked as she looked up at me timidly.
This is somewhat off topic, but there's a question I've been meaning to ask you.
Yeah, sure thing. I nodded to the dark-haired beauty.
It's these tattoos.
She continued as she ran her hand along the pair of angel wings on my bicep.
What do they mean? I always see them when we make love, but I've always been too afraid to ask.
Well, these old things? I questioned as I looked down at my tats. Oh, they're a remnant from an old adventure. The first time I came to hell, in fact. What, none of the others have told you about that?
Not de tattoos, but me, being de purveyor of skin art that I am, was curious.
Oh, there's one for each of my original 7 succubi, I explained. The ones who used to be ruled by Azazel. If I summon Hellfire into my hands and touch the image, it'll summon them right to this very spot, no matter where they are or what they're doing.
Ooh, damn. That could really spice things up in the future.
I've been meaning to get one for all of my new demon lords, but it keeps slipping my mind.
Well, if you ever decide to get one for me, I think you know what to get.
Eclipse grinned as she tapped the Celtic rose above her pelvis. That would look amazing right above my heart. I smirked, and then I pulled the succubus in close.
You're so fucking corny.
She laughed and gave me a playful slap on the shoulder.
But I wouldn't have it any other way.
Jane giggled. I laid back onto the pillow and stared up at the wooden ceiling of the basement. Then I closed my eyes as I tried to think of all the crazy shit we were going to encounter in the coming days. Oh, well. No matter what awaited us when we went to find John Zeitman, couldn't be any crazier than what we'd seen before. So I closed my eyes and drifted off to sleep, with both of the beautiful women still in my arms.